Leader!
Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
A petition signed by over 60,000 people calling for the government to reverse funding cuts to early childhood education was on the agenda of Parliament's Education and Science Committee. Speaking in support of the petition on behalf of the New Zealand Education Institute was Hayley Whittaker.
Early childhood education is one of the best investments that a country can make and delivers a return of up to $17 for every dollar spent initially. While the returns are highest for our at-risk children, early childhood education is a good investment for all of our children. But it's only quality early childhood education that makes a difference. Quality is closely associated with qualified teachers.
But as Ms. Whittaker explained, requirements around qualified teacher ratios had fallen under the national government.
The government decided that 80% qualified teachers was good enough. There is no research to show that this is true. New Zealand's ratio of adults to children are minimal by international standards. We argue that all adults be qualified. Qualified teachers understand children's learning needs, early brain development, attachment issues, how to deliver the curriculum, assessment and planning, and special learning needs.
The changes had wide-reaching effects.
More than half of all centres were affected by these funding cuts, losing up to 13% of their funding. The Consumer Price Index shows that fees went up around 12%. We know that some services are struggling because of this, as children reduce their hours or withdraw because of the costs.
Another part of the petition called for the government to adopt a UNICEF proposal for countries to commit 1% of their gross domestic product to the early childhood sector.
We're not suggesting spending 1% of GDP just to reach some arbitrary figure. There are some clear priorities. Some are spelt out in the recent Early Childhood Task Force report in an agenda for amazing children. We need more services, including in Māori and Pacific languages, in low-income communities and in rural communities too. We need to continue to improve on quality, including qualified teachers, leadership development, professional development and innovation.
New Zealand Education Institute representative Hayley Whittaker. But most of the proposals outlined in the petition were shot down by the Ministry of Education's senior policy manager, Richard Walley.
In summary, we recognise that early childhood education is a good investment. We do not believe that the goal of 1% GDP expenditure is a useful target for government to adopt.
Mr. Walley said proof of the need for fully qualified staff wasn't adequate.
We know that qualifications are broadly good and useful, but we also know that there are services that provide extremely high quality early childhood education without qualified registered teachers. On the basis of that, our advice to government was that continuing to push towards 100% was going to be tremendously expensive, and we didn't have access to definitive evidence that this was the best way of improving quality in early childhood education at this time.
The Ministry of Education's senior policy manager, Richard Walley, speaking to the Education and Science Committee, looking at a petition signed by over 60,000 people calling for the government to reverse funding cuts to the early childhood education sector. That petition remains under consideration of the Education and Science Committee. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.